大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
Sure， 今天我们要给大家介绍一下在职场上非常有用的仪表姿态。
If you find yourself in a very stressful business negotiation, try to limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice。
谈谈在办公室里玩幽默该怎样把握程度。
Don't make dirty, sexist, or racist jokes or comments. And of course, don't humiliate anyone.
还要告诉大家怎么说放任不管。不过嘞，我们先来
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Counseling. Counseling is spelled C-O-U-N-S-E-L-I-N-G, counseling.
Counseling 是名词，有咨询的意思，比如 financial counseling, 金融咨询。
Despite extensive support and counseling, 349 U.S. service members committed suicide in 2012.
尽管能够得到广泛的支持和心理咨询，2012年还是有349名美国军人自杀。有研究显示，
While the number of overweight and obese Americans is on the rise, the amount of weight counseling offered by primary care physicians has decreased.
美国超重和肥胖人口继续上涨的同时，家庭保健医生为患者提供的体重方面的咨询帮助却在减少。好的，今天我们学习的词是
counseling, counseling, counseling.
说到 counseling 这个词，我认识的一对夫妇正在接受 marriage counseling， 也就是啊，婚姻出现问题，接受专业人士的咨询帮助。
So what happened? What seemed to be their problem?
据说啊，是因为太太生孩子的时候和婆婆闹了矛盾，结果几年过去了，一直没有解开心结。The tension in the family builds up over time and eventually leads to their divorce.
That's no good. Whatever problem she has with her in-laws, perhaps the wife should just let it slide.
Let it slide. 这个短语我们要解释一下，来听 words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第825讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
昨天我在办公室复印文件，结果发现复印机里的纸用得一干二净。在我前面复印稿件的同事 Amy 竟然没有按照办公室里约定俗成的规矩把纸夹好。后来我才知道是老板当时叫他去参加临时会议，所以我就没再跟他计较。在英语里这就叫
Let slide. Slide is spelled S-L-I-D-E. Let slide.
Slide 是下滑滑落的意思。
To let something slide.
意思是说对某事采取放任的态度，听其自然。尽管 Amy 把纸用光了，没有添纸，这让我很不高兴，但是我知道她这么做不是故意的，而是迫不得已。
So you chose to let it slide.
没错，我决定还是不跟她计较了。在下面这个例子里，房东一开始对房客的处境还是挺同情的，让我们听听他是怎么说的。
After my tenant lost his jobI understood why he didn't have the rent on time. I decided to let it slide for a couple of weeks. Then I told him that he'd have to pay or plan to move out. I couldn't overlook what he owed me.
我的房客丢掉工作以后，我知道他为什么会拖欠房租，所以头几个星期一直没有催他。再后来，我告诉他说，如果不付房租，就得搬走了。我不能再对他欠的房租不闻不问了。
我觉得这个房东已经算得上是仁至义尽了。虽然说有的事情不用过分计较，但是在教育孩子的问题上，我可是丝毫也不放松。我女儿最近在学校里学会了骂人，这在我们家可是绝对行不通的。每次发现她说脏话，我们都会严加管教。
You're not letting it slide.
我哥哥就不一样了，他觉得说脏话也是小孩子成长的一部分。因此大部分时间
He lets it slide.
他往往都会听其自然。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
After my tenant lost his job, I understood why he didn't have the rent on time. I decided to let it slide for a couple of weeks. Then I told him that he'd have to pay or plan to move out. I couldn't overlook what he owed me. When you're not feeling well, it's easy to let exercise slide. In fact, you should forget about working out for a while. What's important is to get proper rest so that your body can fully recover. Soon enough, you'll be ready to get back to your routine.
身体不舒服的时候，很容易在锻炼上懈怠。病人其实就应该暂停锻炼，重要的是好好休息，尽快让身体康复，这样用不了多久就能恢复日常锻炼了。
这倒提醒了我，我该跟医生预约去检查身体了。定期的身体检查对保健非常重要。
You can't let it slide.
定期去看牙也是一样。我父亲牙齿不好，但是又不肯去看牙医，结果不到70岁，牙齿都掉光了。
Perhaps if he hadn't let his dental care slide, he'd have all his teeth today.
就是啊，如果他没有在牙齿保健上推延懈怠的话，他现在还有满口的好牙呢。听了上面这些例子，我倒要问问大家，如果你听到别人在背后辱骂你的朋友，你会怎么办？
Would you let it slide?
你会假装没听见吗？如果你发现同事把办公文具拿回家
，Would you let it slide？
如果你看见有人打孩子
，Would you let it slide？
再比如，如果你的邻居好几个星期时间不割草
，Would you let it slide？ Let something slide。
这个习惯用语的历史可以追溯到16世纪下半叶。如果大家有什么问题，可以随时跟我们联系。
We don't want you to let it slide.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位收听。
Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
It's not helpful if you always let the small things slide. 在所有所谓的小事上都放任不计较并不是一件好事。
Because?
因为这样一来别人不知道你心里其实不高兴也不知道啊自己其实踩了你的地雷。
So you're saying we should set clear boundaries by telling people their behavior has upset us.
对啊把话都说开了好。特别是在职场上有时候更需要让别人知道你的底线在哪不能瞎容忍。
Huh, speaking of that, let's listen to today's business etiquette.
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 又请专门研究肢体语言的 Monica 给公司销售员 Sarah 和 James 培训。Andy 说
This morning, we once again have business consultant Monica Wolf with us. Monica is going to speak to us today about body language,and how it affects business relationships.
Hello again, everyone. So, did you experiment with some of the pointers I gave you last time?
I did. I found that making a conscious effort to look people in the eye has been very useful. I think people find me more trustworthy now.
That's great.
Monica 问大家有没有尝试着把上次她教的东西用到实践中去。她用到了一个名词
Pointer.
意思是指点、建议。Sarah 说她发现讲话时有意识地看着对方的眼睛真的很有帮助。别人会觉得她更可靠让人信得过。
Trustworthy.
上面那段话的另一个语言点是
To make a conscious effort to do something.
意思是有意识地去做某事。James 说
I've been working on my posture. I find when I stand up straight with my shoulders back, I actually feel more confident going into a business negotiation.
Wonderful.I'm so glad you applied the principles I shared with you. Today, let's talk a little bit about attitude. What's the first thing you notice about a character like James Bond?
He's very cool and composed.
Yeah, he doesn't ever seem to get too worked up over anything.
James 说，他也在有意识地改进自己的站姿和仪表，而且他发现挺胸抬头真的会给自己平添一份自信。莫妮卡听说大家把上次讲的理论付诸实践，很高兴，说今天就来谈谈工作时的态度
Attitude。
他问大家英国特工007 James Bond 有什么特点。 James 和 Sarah 都说007很酷，很镇定
Composed，
处变不惊。这里用到了一个短语
Worked up，
是形容词，意思是兴奋、激动。莫妮卡说
That's rightThe reason he's so cool is because he's in charge of the situation and he knows it. People who are in charge don't get that overly excited. So what I recommend is that you try to appear to be in control by maintaining composure. If you find yourself in a very stressful business negotiation, try to limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice.
So, even if I don't feel confident, I should try to fake it?
Yep. You'll be surprised that even if you're faking, you'll start to feel more in control. Try to reveal as few of your emotions as possible.
But of course, you still have to appear friendly.
Absolutely. But like a poker player, you don't want to show your cards.
Monica 说, James Bond.007之所以老是那么淡定，是因为他知道情况都在自己的掌握之中，所以建议大家一定要保持情绪的稳定，参加十分棘手的谈判时要
limit your body gestures and control the tone of your voice，
尽量减少肢体动作，控制自己的音调，越少暴露自己的情绪越好，就好像是在打扑克牌，不能让别人知道你手里的牌。哇哦，看来即使不淡定也要装淡定。 The fewer emotions you reveal, the more in control you appear to be, and the more respect you get from others, right?
I suppose that is right.
What are you doing, Mike?
I'm working on being composed. Do I look like James Bond now?
No, you still look like Mike Bond.
Come on, play along.
算了吧，咱们还是继续来听 Business Etiquette。
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 又请专门研究肢体语言的 Monica 给公司销售员 Sarah 和 James 培训。 Monica 说
Okay, so we talked about composure. Let's go in the other direction now and talk about humor.
Ah, that's something that's always puzzled me. Is it a good idea to make jokes?
Research shows that people are more likely to accept an idea if it's wrapped in humor. But the point isn't about finding a really funny joke. Laughter is actually about bonding.
Yes. I've noticed that many times people at a meeting are all laughing about something that really isn't all that funny.
Monica 接下来谈到幽默在生意场上的作用。她说，有调查发现，用幽默的方式把一件事说出来，更容易被对方接受。但关键不是要讲一个特别好笑的笑话，而是笑声能加强人与人之间的纽带。
That's right. They're not really joking. They're attempting to bond.
So go ahead and throw in a funny comment or a clever remark. But there's got to be some minefields we should avoid as well, right?
Right. Don't make dirty, sexist, or racist jokes or comments. And of course, don't humiliate anyone.
I have a question.I'm never quite sure where to sit during a business meeting.
Well, the ancient Chinese art of feng shui teaches that you should never sit with the door behind you. And actually, there's a scientific reason for that.
虽然即使讲个笑话或是发表一点幽默的评论能有助调节气氛，加强纽带，但讲笑话也有一些需要忌讳的地方，或者说是
minefield
雷区。
Don't make dirty, sexist, or racist jokes or comments.
Monica 说，不要讲黄色笑话、性别歧视的笑话和种族歧视的笑话，而且不要
humiliate
羞辱别人。James 问了一个很简单的问题，那就是开会的时候应该坐在哪儿？ Monica 说，按照中国风水里的讲究，后背不要对着门，这是有科学道理的。那为什么呢？
When a person's back is placed toward an open space, he becomes stressed. His blood pressure increases and his heart beats faster.
That makes sense. People subconsciously worry about getting attacked if they don't know what's lurking behind them.
Interesting. I'll be sure to sit facing the door from now on.
Monica, thank you for another great class. I think we all learned a lot today.
My pleasure. See you next time.
莫妮卡解释说，如果后背对着开放的空间，那这个人就容易有压力，血压升高，心跳加速，因为他们不知道身后可能会隐藏着什么危险。
They don't know what's lurking behind them.
所以会下意识地感到不安全。因此在选择座位时，最好是脸冲着门。怎么样？大家是不是也学到了一些以前不知道的事情呢？我倒没听说过开会背对着门风水不好，离门近多方便啊，会议如果没意思啊，马上就能溜。
Is this the correct message we want to convey to our audience?
Okay, Mr. Worker of the Year. 那我们来换个话题，再来学个词儿吧。
Learn a word.
Today we're going to learn the
word expansion. Expansion is spelled E-X-P-A-N-S-I-O-N. Expansion.
Expansion. 扩充、扩展。
The Kennedy Arts Center unveiled a $100 million expansion plan.
肯尼迪艺术中心宣布扩展计划，耗资一亿美元。
President Obama supported the expansion of H-1B visas from 65,000 to 115,000 a year.
美国总统奥巴马支持将每年的外籍人员工作签证发放数量从65,000个增加到115,000个。
The Pentagon is moving toward a major expansion of its cybersecurity force to counter increasing attacks on the nation's computer networks.
美国五角大楼计划扩充负责网络安全的人员和能力，抵御美国电脑系统受到的越来越多的攻击。好的，今天我们学习的词是
expansion, expansion, expansion.
Speaking of expansion,I have an issue against the commercial real estate expansion in my neighborhood.
怎么，你们家那边的商业区又扩张啦？
对啊。Now the developer is thinking about closing down a local park to make room for a shopping mall. Isn't that a horrible idea?
关了小公园建商场，哎，不是挺好的吗？逛街就方便啦。
But we already have two shopping malls nearby. And we need the park for exercise, hanging out with friends, and to give kids a playground.
你说的嘞也有道理，你们家那边最近开发的是太快了点。
It's been developed like crazy.
说到这个，咱们先来听下面的 words and idioms, 教一下 like crazy 这个短语。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第826讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
今天播音我差点迟到，本来出门挺早的，谁知道路上遇到车祸，堵了个水泄不通。原来半个小时的路我足足开了一个半小时，我一停好车就向办公室飞奔，冲进演播室的时候只剩下3分钟的时间了。这倒让我想起一个可以跟大家交流的习惯用语，叫
Like crazycrazy is spelled C-R-A-Z-Y, like crazy.
大家都知道 crazy 是疯狂的意思， like crazy 就是不管不顾，像疯了一样。现在你能想象我下车后往办公室飞奔的样子了吧？在下面这个例子中，一名雇员讲述了他们公司最近是如何解决订单难题的。让我们听听他是怎么说的。
Our factory is expected to ship a new product by tomorrow.But the order isn't ready yet. That's why the boss has ordered extra shifts. If we work like crazy, we'll meet the deadline. But that means there can't be any slowing down.
我们工厂明天要运走一批新产品，但是到现在还没有完成，所以老板决定加班加点。如果我们全力以赴的话，就能赶在最后期限之前完成订单。这就意味着我们丝毫不能松懈。
这就要看老板的号召力或是工人们的干劲了。不久前，我年迈的祖母不远万里到美国来看我们。我们姐妹几个人连续3天没日没夜的打扫卫生，准备饭菜。
And you cooked like crazy.
没错，最后我祖母在吃住上都格外的满意。 这让我想起了每年的感恩节。美国人每年十一月最后一个星期四都要庆祝感恩节。感恩节最重要的一项节目就是感恩节大餐，包括火鸡、蔬菜和甜点，而且我们大家都要
eat like crazy，
大吃特吃。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Our factory is expected to ship a new product by tomorrow, but the order isn't ready yet. That's why the boss has ordered extra shifts. If we work like crazy, we'll meet the deadline. But that means there can't be any slowing down.
刚才说到感恩节，感恩节过后的那天对很多喜欢购物的人来说恐怕比感恩节更重要，让我们听听其中的理由。
Have you ever heard of Black Friday? It's the day after Thanksgiving when stores sell electronics at significant discounts. Prices for such items as computers, plasma TVs, and MP3 players can be so low that customers stand in lines for hours and then shop like crazy. You have never seen such excitement.
你知道黑色星期五吗？黑色星期五就是感恩节的第二天，商店大降价，电器类商品，例如电脑、液晶电视、MP3 播放器都降价出售。很多顾客排好几个小时的队，疯狂的购物，从来没见过这么狂热的。
这就叫早起的鸟儿有虫吃。不过我来美国这么多年，感恩节第二天早上从来没有排队去抢购过。原因很简单，你不仅需要披星戴月的起床，还要在彻骨寒风里排队，这我可做不到。好，我们再听听上面的例句。
Have you ever heard of Black Friday? It's the day after Thanksgiving when stores sell electronics at significant discounts. Prices for such items as computers, plasma TVs, and MP3 players can be so low that customers stand in line for hours and then shop like crazy. You have never seen such excitement.
这个习惯用语最早是20世纪20年代前后出现的，可以跟 like mad 通用。
Like mad, that's M-A-D, mad.Like mad.
你可以说为了录音不迟到， I had to run like mad. 为了完成订单，
The employees worked like mad.
黑色星期五那天，
The customers shop like mad.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson.
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms.Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
To preserve our local parks, the residents in our town decided to write and call the government like crazy until they agreed to stop the development project.
好吧，祝你们成功。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢，想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试。我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目出行单元的初级课程。Craig 被纽约一家大公司录用，今天第一天上班。他刚搬来纽约不久，对公司周围的路呢不太熟。为了保险起见，他决定打车去公司， take a taxi.
Yes, Winnie, but if there is lots of traffic, taking a taxi might be slower than the subway.
的确，如果路上有 lots of traffic, 很多车的话，那么坐 subway, 地铁的确要比打车更快。让我们就来一起听听 Craig 打车是否顺利。
Good morning. Where are you headed?
I'm going to number 250 East 97th Street.
Which way do you want to go?
I'm not from New York, so I don't know the way. You decide.
Professor Bowman, 司机问 Craig, where he is headed? 这是什么意思啊?
Asking someone where he is headed is a common and casual way to ask him where he is going.
哦,我明白了。那么 Craig 在回答的时候也可以说I'm headed to East 97th Street.
That's correct.
不过啊，我还真有点替 Craig 担心呢。他居然老实地告诉司机，说自己啊是新来乍到，不认识路。这种乘客啊，很可能会被司机 rip off, 宰上一刀呢。
Well, let's see if your worries are necessary.
Oh, you don't know where you're going? Well, I know a special shortcut to that address.
I'm not sure we need a special shortcut. The address isn't very far away.
Well, it's rush hour right now. If we don't take my shortcut, you might be late.
All right. I guess you know where to go.
Winnie, why did the taxi driver say he needs to take the shortcut?
他说啊，现在是 rush hour, 上下班的高峰时段。如果不 take the shortcut, 抄近道， Craig 就可能会迟到呢。
That's right, Winnie. If traffic is really bad, you can say there is a traffic jam. But I think the driver sounds quite sketchy.
没错，我倒要看看这条 shortcut 能不能节省时间。
Are we there yet? We've been driving for 30 minutes, and it feels like we've been going in circles.
Don't worry, we'll be there soon.
But the meter says the fare is already $25. I'm only going a few blocks. It shouldn't cost so much money.
Hey, you have to trust me. I'm a professional driver, remember?
Craig 虽然不熟悉纽约，但也知道公司其实并不远。可是出租车司机已经开了半个小时，还在绕圈子。而且啊 ，the meter 计价器显示啊，这个 fare 车钱已经要25块了。
That's right, Winnie. And remember, in this case, the word fare is spelled F-A-R-E, not.F-A-I-R.
我记住了。哎 ,Professor Bowman, 看来啊我们猜对了。这司机啊是想黑 Craig 的钱呢。
All right, just pull over here and I'll get out. This is the last time I hail a cab.
What? Why? We're almost there.
You've been saying that for the past 30 minutes. I'm going to walk.
Well, at least you got to see a lot of the city. Will you give me a good tip for that?
A tip? I'm not even paying the fare.
好样的 Craig。他呀明智地让司机停车，决定自己走到公司去。哎，对了 Professor, 什么叫 hail a cab?
Hail a cab is when you stand on the side of the road and raise your hand to tell the taxis to stop and pick you up.
哦，就是站在路旁招手叫出租车。Craig 说他以后啊再也不打车了。对了 Professor, 是不是在美国打车时都得给司机 a tip, 小费呢？
Usually, you give a tip, but not if he cheats you.
难怪 Craig 说，别说小费，他连车钱都不想付。哎，希望啊，他能顺利地走到公司呢。
Listen next time to find out.
This 次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 GoEnglish.me， 网址是。www.goenglish.me